Alperen Şengün goes down with a terrible injury, and the Rockets defeat the Kings 112-104. Let's talk about it. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network and powered by Big City Wings. I am your host once again, the Commissioner. Thank you so much for coming on to another episode. In this episode, we are going to react and discuss the injury to Alperen Şengün and the future implication if it is indeed a serious injury. And we will also unpack the Rockets defeating the Kings on the road, 112-104. Overall, I mean, I wanted, let's get our minds right here real quick and let's just talk about it right now. When I was watching the game, especially during the second half and the latter stage of the second half, I could not wait to get here in front of this camera to discuss with you the, you know, the post-game true reaction to the Rockets versus Kings. What a beautiful performance by this Rockets team. Probably one of the gutsiest wins that this team has had on the road in years, but ultimately overshadowed by just a terrible, terrible injury by one Alperen Şengün, the all-star of our Houston Rockets. Question of the day is, should the Rockets shut down Alperen Şengün the rest of this season? Now, obviously, it is a tough question to answer because we do not know the extent of said injury. If you did not watch the game, in the last maybe 30 some odd seconds of the game on a fast break, Alperen Şengün was helping. He got down the lane. It was a turnover that led to this moment where Sabonis ultimately got fouled. What happened was Şengün comes up for it. He commits the foul. I thought initially it might have been a bang-bang play. However, they did not connect. It was on the landing of Şengün's leg or ankle, whatever, whichever it may be. But in real time, when he landed, his when you try to land, your knees and your legs, you know, they kind of have to have some type of bend. Because Alperen Şengün didn't just like do a small jump. Like, he hopped probably as high as he could to try to see if he could either block it, defend it, get some type of pressure on Sabonis to ultimately not let him score. But the fact that he landed just kind of straight, if you can see my finger here, he landed just straight like that, the right leg straightened out on the landing. That is an absolute not a good thing, not a good result in terms of how you land. Your knees are supposed to kind of bend like that. The fact that he stood straight up, it was initially difficult. We also did notice later on after replay that the ankle did go full tilt. It did turn all the way. Now, this is where this injury ends up becoming rather significant, depending on whether or not it is the ankle or the knee. If it is indeed the ankle and it's just a turn of the ankle, then we are looking at possibly, even if it's a broken ankle or something, you're looking at a couple, maybe just a couple months out, and ultimately that should heal and he should be ready by training camp again in September for the 2024-2025 season. If we are looking at a tear in the knee, however, worst case scenario, we're looking at possibly him being lost for the entirety. And we're talking worst case scenario here of the 2024 and 2025 season. This is me talking from the standpoint of a player, of someone who covers this team that, you know, reacts in real time, just like all the fans do in this team. But from a personal standpoint, from a fan standpoint, if I can take the media hat off, it's a terrible injury to a great human being. I know the entire nation of Turkey is just kind of holding their collective breath right now, and I'm entire city of Houston is with y'all, and prayers up ultimately to Alperen Şengün. It was a terrible injury. They ultimately had to wheelchair him out of there. And I think that's the tough part. You know, you when someone goes down with an injury, especially an injury of that magnitude, you just kind of, you pray, you hope that they find some way to get up and walk it off. I think even getting up and putting some type of weight on that leg would signify, okay, he's up, there's something, there's movement, that's a good thing. The fact that Alperen Şengün couldn't put any weight on the leg, ultimately putting him in a wheelchair, having to cart him essentially out of the arena was not, it just was not a good visual, and it ultimately was not a good scene, and super sad for us as Rockets fans. To dive even deeper into this, if you watched the live broadcast, there is, I don't know whose mic picked it up, if it was the Kings broadcast or the Rockets broadcast, but Şengün was saying to the doctors, which the mics picked up on, saying that, and excuse my language here, my ankle is fucked up. My ankle is fucked up, bro. So what I take from that is initially he may be thinking that it could be his ankle. And this is the only time, and if you were to pick an injury that this player should have, you would prefer him having the ankle injury, because you don't want anything in terms of the knee, anything in terms of the ACL. You just don't, you don't want anything of that extended period of time, especially when you deal with a knee injury of this magnitude, of his size too, especially taking that into consideration. It's tough because, you know, he's already so, you know, he's 7 feet tall. He's one of the most flexible players in the entirety of the NBA. And he got put just in the worst pocket position, in a position that, it's tough to avoid in real time. The Rockets were up 8, sure, with about, you know, 30 to 40 some odd seconds left. However, that was not enough time to warrant taking Şengün out. Plus, that was a turnover. So the Rockets were on an offensive possession where you want Şengün to be. You want him to be in that situation. It was a quick turnover. It was a fast break. Şengün ran it down. He did everything he was supposed to do. That's what makes this injury so heartbreaking. Because he did everything the right way. He just did not land properly. And that's just the tough part about it. And that's what ultimately makes this injury heartbreaking. Unfortunately, this is immediately right after the game ended. So there's nothing in terms of, you know, any news. I can go on my Twitter right now just to be sure. But we haven't received any straight news in regards to, you know, how bad this injury may be. There's no news right now on how bad ultimately the injury, whether it's a knee, whether it's the ankle, is. Bottom line, I just, you know, if whether or not you, if you're a fan of this show, just, you know, send good thoughts, send prayers up to Alperen Şengün, because he's not only the best player on the team from a team standpoint, but he's also a pretty freaking fantastic human being. And you just don't want to see anybody in any sport, in any genre, getting hurt to that magnitude. So ultimately, we're going to lift prayers up and good thoughts ultimately to Alperen Şengün. Just such a brutal injury. I can't speak how bad it may be for the team moving forward, just losing ultimately their best player. I don't want to talk about the extent of Rockets possibly losing Şengün or how far ahead they're going to lose him for until we get some type of concrete news in regards to Alperen Şengün. And we may get it tomorrow because they will be returning home. They do have time. They have a game against the Spurs on Tuesday to go home and get Alperen Şengün checked out and ultimately, you know, make a decision on whether or not on how bad the injury is, obviously to the extent of it, in which case, you know, once we hear, we'll come back on and do another episode discussing, you know, the injury itself, the implications of the injury, and how far it may factor for this Rockets team. However, just for an immediate reaction's sake, it's tough, it's absolutely heartbreaking, and my thoughts and my prayers ultimately go out to Alperen Şengün and his family and his close friends. I'm sure they're all worried sick about him. You just hate to see it. So we're gonna put good thoughts and good vibes and good prayers forward to him, and we just hope that you know, the injury isn't as severe as it did, as it initially looked in real time. Let's go ahead and discuss and react to the Rockets defeating the Kings here 112 2-1-0-4, a big win. And it look, the implications of why this win was absolutely needed. It was huge. Every game is mattering now because we're like really trying to climb up to get to that 10th seed. Well, one reason why it matters, one, because Steph Curry, who's on the 10th seed Warriors, is out for a couple of games. So we have an opportunity now to make up ground. Warriors lost to the Spurs last night, and they're going to play him again tomorrow in a home-and-home. So with Steph Curry out, with that 10th seed Warriors kind of bobbling like this, the Rockets have a chance to make some noise here and put some pressure on that 9-10 slot, especially that 10 slot, especially with Steph Curry being out. So that's why this win, in a way, was so huge and needed, and it provides the Rockets confidence on the road this season. It's hard to, like, I was so excited to do a post game, especially if the Rockets did win, and it's just the fact that Şengün's out, it puts such a damper on the equation. But I'm gonna try to stay as positive as I can in regards to this. So just quick quips and fun facts in regards to the Rockets win tonight over the Sacramento Kings. According to Matt Thomas, friend of the show, by the way, you can listen to him on 790 when he does the live games. He is the play-by-play commentator on Sports Talk 790. So free ad for you, Matt Thomas. Good friend of the show. He did say it was the first Rockets win in the state of California since 2022. So it's been about 2 years, roughly, since the Rockets actually did win a game in California. So this team has been kind of snake bit. They can never seem to beat Golden State or the Clippers, the Lakers, or Sacramento. It's just they tend to just struggle against these teams away from home. And you know, tonight was kind of the exception to the rule, and hopefully something that they can build upon as well. The Rockets also did complete the sweep of the Sacramento Kings this season, and let me just kind of lay it out for y'all too, because the Sacramento Kings are not a pushover team. This is a good team. Like, they are teetering around the 4-5-6 slot. They were 10 games over 500 going into tonight. You are looking at a very well-oiled machine. Had the reigning coach of the year in Mike Brown. You have, you know, Sabonis. You had a healthy De'Aaron Fox. Like, these guys, you know, they're kind of clicking on all cylinders as they should at this time. And they won three out of their last four. And they've been kind of moving. Like, they've been kind of moving and grooving now. So the Rockets going into this in Sacramento was, you know, it was going to be an uphill climb for them, which it did start out that way. The Rockets were down by as much as 13 in the first half. The Rockets in the first half, not much to watch. And to be honest with y'all, I was not able to catch the first half. I was busy doing something else. I just was not able to catch the first half, so I was able to only catch the highlights. But it just did look like the Rockets were just kind of slow to start, and Sacramento did ultimately stretch that lead to as far as 13. The Rockets was able to kind of dwindle the lead, went down by 5 at half, which was huge considering the fact that it shows that this team was not willing to quit. Now, going into the second half now, you looked at it from a micro standpoint of Fred VanVleet being the true captain and the leader of this team, being able to push his team forward, being able to kind of being the lead in terms of assists, shots, passing, just kind of being the true floor general that he needs to be ultimately is what led to the Rockets ultimately gaining this lead. And as they carried it forward, that second half was absolutely great. It was phenomenal to see. We scored 58 points in the second half, as opposed to the 45 points that Sacramento did score in the second half. They only scored 14 in the third quarter. So the Rockets, who were known, and I tweeted about this earlier, they've been known in the beginning of the season to be almost like a grindhouse light. And what I mean by that is that this team defensively, the beginning of the season, had this identity to be scrappy, to not give away possessions, to basically make every spot difficult for the opposition of the offensive team, you know, getting their hands in passing lanes, just kind of blowing up every single play. And in the third quarter, we finally got to see that. The Rockets finally took that hard hat. They took that grindhouse light, and they finally got it to go on the road when they absolutely needed it. That's why that second half, that third quarter especially, truly set the tone for what the rest of the game was going to handle, because of the fact that they, I mean, the Sacramento Kings committed, I think, 7 or 8 turnovers in the third quarter alone, all generated by the Rockets' defense not selling out on every play, not giving up on every play, playing the passing lanes, just being absolute pests, mosquitoes, just being what they were always meant to be during the season, what Ime Udoka saw them as a lengthy team, outside of Fred VanVleet, obviously, to be a team that can ultimately be disruptors on the defensive end. So I love what they were doing in the second half, third quarter especially. Got to give my flowers to, once again, the backcourt. I mean, look, Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, 22 points for Fred, 19 points for Jalen Green. You're looking at these two, basically these two guys that are starting to put together at the, like, they're starting to get like a little bit more synergy now, which is helpful. Fred ultimately being able to play off the ball, giving Jalen reps kind of as like a pseudo point guard, kind of letting him handle the ball, letting him do this, the pick and rolls with Alperen Sengun. I love the idea of the counterattack, that it's not just Fred and Alp doing it, at least tonight, excuse me, that it was actually Jalen and Alperen Sengun, which they've been doing a lot more. These wrinkles in the game that Ime Udoka has been applying now, where he's been able to kind of get them going in that sense of having that pick and roll with Alperen Sengun and Jalen Green, which was super successful. Jalen Green was able to find him on a couple bounce passes, Alperen Sengun easily taking advantage of that. But I just can't say highly enough about how good this defense was and how much it was flanked by the starters, but not even just the starters, the bench. Gosh, like, we got to give flowers to Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore. 13 points for Amen Thompson, 10 points for Cam Whitmore. I mean, these guys are basically providing this energizer bunny that this team has sorely lacked these past couple of years. And the fact that these two, once again, are rookies, these two are frickin'. And I said, you know, Cam Whitmore is electric. He's an electric factory. I really believe Amen and Cam, once when they get cooking on their own fronts, whether it's offense or defense, these two are a legit electric factory. Sengun was able to find him on slip passes on a pick and roll where he came up in the middle. They slipped to Alperen Sengun in the middle, which brought Amen Thompson's man to come up to help guard Sengun, which ultimately led Amen Thompson to slip right under the basket. It happened twice in the third quarter where he was able to get an easy dunk, and they were able to get it two straight plays. So it's just little plays like that, little wrinkles like that, being able to beat the zone, because they did switch it into a zone there to kind the Kings did anyways, to kind of up their defense to throw another look. The Rockets, having seen enough of it now, are now able to properly counter it with confidence with the guys that are on the court currently. And, you know, this was not, it wasn't an easy win. They stretched it, you know, they got it to 13, they were down 13, they were up 13. I think they got it up to as much as 16 or 17 in the third and fourth quarter. But the team ultimately, the Sacramento Kings, did come roaring back, which is what we expected. I can't hate on Sacramento in terms of their building. It's one of the loudest fan bases in the entire league. Gosh, they were down 13 going into the fourth, and they were a freaking electric factory, acting like they were up 13, but not down 13. Like, that's why, like, I can't even hate on the Sacramento Kings, like, fan base. Like, they're just so, they just have such an electric atmosphere in Sacramento, like, in their home stadium. So, you know, that's why I knew, like, they were going to find a way to come back. They were going to find a way to make it close, and they did find a way to make it close. They cut the lead to as little as 4 points. Ultimately, what this team needed was a big bucket down the stretch, and they went a couple minutes with no buckets. They just could not get it. Sengun got in the middle a couple times and just could not get the hook to fall, could not get layups to fall. It was rough. It was tumble. They started doing their own version of their grindhouse on defense, which ultimately affected our flow on the offense. Shout outs to Jabari Smith, who was able to kind of get to get us out of that situation. He had a big two-pointer that got us our lead up to 5 points. It just ultimately kind of just gave us a little bit of breathing room while the offense, you know, tried to collect themselves. The Rockets were able to get some key stops, especially down the stretch, and Jalen Green having a huge three with about a little over 1 minute left to play. I mean, the team absolutely needed a big bucket by Jalen. They were up five. That Jalen Green three brought them up eight. Ultimately was the game sealer for them, because it was only a two possession game. If Jalen Green misses that, ultimately could lead to a fast break with that Kings team. So that three was sorely needed in such a big moment, in such a big time for this Rockets team, which ultimately led to one of the biggest road wins in years that you could argue right now. Maybe one of the biggest Rockets wins in years, considering the magnitude of why they needed the win, of where they went, and the team that they faced. Once again, I had this episode laid out. So typically when I do my post-game reactions, I typically have notes written down, and I'm typically, you know, and I have it ready, and I have the scores, and I'm giddy, and I'm always up, and I'm, you know, I try to stay positive during these times here. But man, you're talking about, you know, shouts to Craig Ackerman, who mentioned on the broadcast, you know, this really takes the wind out of the collective sails of not just the team, but of the entire collective fan base of the Houston Rockets, and the entire country of Turkey that is now on pins and needles, because we don't know what the extent of this Alperen Şengün injury is, and it's scary to see. It's such a scary sight, and I apologize that, you know, that we're circling back to it once again, but I mean, my head was down. I could not stomach watching it. It was absolutely heartbreaking, and it completely overshadows, unfortunately, a rather incredible win by this Rockets team. It's almost like an ironic, you know, and that's the sad part about it, is it goes back to the old saying, hashtag Houston sports, heartbreak Houston. It's like the Rockets are finally poised to go on a huge run. They beat Portland. They just beat Sacramento. They're finally winning road games. The players are finally healthy. Everyone's starting to click on all cylinders. The grindhouse-like defense is back. And we lose Alperen Şengün potentially for the rest of this season, or even worse, maybe to the extent of next season. And it just goes to, it's just, you know, I just don't know, like, how to properly react to this as a Houston sports fan, especially, you know, because I've seen it all with the Texans and the Astros and the Rockets and the Dynamo. It's tough, man. It's absolutely tough. So once again, just prayers, good thoughts to Alperen Şengün. I'm gonna circle back on this on the show once again on another episode, probably the next episode, once we get more concrete news on what went down with Alperen Şengün. Like I said, we hope it's not bad. I'm going to take one live on the show. I'll take one more quick look to see if we have any extent of this injury, of what it might be. Houston Rock. Oh, Woj just reported Şengün will undergo an MRI on both his left knee and ankle tomorrow on Monday. So it goes right in line with what I was saying. They're going to take him back to Houston. They're going to see what the extent of the injury might be. Very smart to see if they can get the swelling to possibly go down as well. It's a smart move, so it's a good baseline. So once again, we won't get any news until tomorrow in regards to Alperen Şengün, but this is a good way to kind of get ourselves, at least on camera, and get our fans and Rockets fans to kind of just voice their opinions right now on the YouTube. So drop a comment right now on how you feel. Let's go ahead and end this episode. But of course, I can't end without a shout out to Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint. That's right, Big City Wings. I just had it yesterday. A little gridiron special coming at you. I had the 10-piece basket. Just the best wings on the market. Once again, to highlight, they're 2 for Tuesday. You for the price of 5, you get 10. For the price of 10, you get 20. Buy one, get one free. Bone in, boneless. Tons of flavors, just the absolute best wings in the entire city of Houston. Find your nearest location that is nearest to you. That's right, Big City Wings, Houston's Wing Joint, Apollo's Wing Joint. one time. Let's get ready to go home here on another episode of Summit State of Mind. Once again, shout outs and shout outs to our Apollo Media Company. That's right. You can follow them right now on Twitter and Instagram at Apollo NBA, at Apollo HOU. Follow our show on Twitter at Summit SOM Pod, and also follow us on Instagram at Summit State of Mind _ Pod. You can also follow me on Twitter at Summit Commission. You can follow my brother, my co-host, the GM Justin at JP_MiroBueno. Shout outs to the Apollo podcast brethren that continue to kill the game. That's right. Astros, the crown jewel of Astros podcast, BTD, Beyond the Diamond. Give them your first listen for all Astros content. Shout outs to the Apollo Texans. That's right. Off the Gridiron. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Houston Texans content. We appreciate each and every one of y'all that continue to tune in to our show and making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. So let's get ready to go home here. Oh, man. All good thoughts and prayers towards Alperen Şengün. Let's go ahead and end this episode, as I end every episode, with a go Summit, go Apollo, and we'll just pray for you, Alperen Şengün, and hope the injury isn't too bad. So, go Alperen Şengün and go Rockets. By the way, watch basketball. Yay!
The Summit for life.